This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian forces endured heavy artillery barrages Sunday as they held off Russian attempts to capture the largest city, Kyiv, and still controls in the Luhansk region of the Donbas, according to Ukrainian officials. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The shelling was so intense it was not possible to assess casualties and damage, according to the governor of Luhansk. Dozens of buildings have been destroyed over the past few days. The Ukrainian government, meanwhile, urged the West to provide it with more long-range weapons to turn the tide in the war, which is now in its fourth month. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Ukrainian troops on the front lines in northeastern Kharkiv region on Sunday. The trip marked his first official appearance outside Kyiv region since Russian President Vladimir Putin launched the invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. Ukrainian troops pushed Russian forces back from around Kharkiv earlier this month, but the city has come under renewed artillery fire this week. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden agreed with the shattered community of Uvalde on Sunday in Texas. He mourned privately for 3 hours with anguished families left behind when the gunman killed 19 school children and two teachers. The president was met with chants of "do something" as he departed a church service and responded, "We will." Biden and his wife Jill visited a memorial to those who were slain at Robb Elementary School and attended Mass at a Catholic church. Biden met privately with first responders before flying back to his home state of Delaware. And again, President Joe Biden grieved with the shattered community of Uvalde in Texas on Sunday, mourning privately for 3 hours with families left behind when the gunman killed 19. This is VOA News. A leftist former rebel and a populist businessman have now taken the top two spots among the six candidates in Colombia's presidential election, and they're headed to a runoff and showdown in June, delivering a blow to the country's political class. Electoral officials say leftist Senator Gustavo Petro led Sunday's results with just over 40% of the vote, while independent real estate tycoon Rodolfo Hernandez finished second with more than 28%. The vote was held amid a polarized environment and growing discontent over increasing inequality and inflation. Petro has promised to make significant adjustments to the economy and to change how Colombia fights drug cartels. Hernandez has promised to clean up corruption in the South American nation. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and other top officials have discussed revising stringent anti-epidemic restrictions as they maintain a widely disputed claim that the country's first COVID-19 outbreak is slowing. The discussion at the North's meeting Sunday suggests it will soon relax a set of draconian curbs imposed after its recent admission of the Omicron outbreak out of concern about its food and economic situations. And it's official Korean Central News Agency that Kim and other Politburo members examined the issue of effectively and quickly coordinating and enforcing the anti-epidemic regulations and guidelines given the current stable anti-epidemic situation. The first hurricane of the season has formed off Mexico's southern Pacific coast, and it's rapidly growing stronger ahead of an expected strike along a stretch of tourist beaches and fishing towns as a major storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Agatha could hit as a Category 3 hurricane Monday afternoon or evening in the area near Puerto Angel and the southern state. That region includes the laid-back tourist resorts there. In early evening Sunday, Agatha had a maximum sustained winds of 110 miles per hour. Hundreds of flights worldwide were canceled by mid-afternoon Sunday, adding to the mounting number of scrub flights during the busy Memorial Day holiday weekend. About 1,460 flights had been canceled as of 7 p.m. EDT Sunday, according to flight tracking website FlightAware. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian forces endured heavy artillery barrages on Sunday as they held off Russian attempts to capture the largest city, Kyiv. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.